Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Since the 1973 Roe versus Wade abortion decision, we have seen over 58 million precious, innocent children killed through the tragedy of abortion. That comes out to over 150 per hour. You think about what you may do daily in an hour, that over 150 babies have lost their lives who haven't had a choice in the situation. You know, abortion is being marketed by pro-choice activists as a woman's right, but what about the child who has no right in the say? I'm Holly Mead, Director of Communications with Liberty Counsel, and joining me today is Lila Rose. Lila is president and founder of an amazing organization called Live Action, and it has the largest online presence regarding the pro-life movement. Lila, thanks so much for joining me today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Now, Lila, this is so exciting. I mean, you were just 15 years old when you started this organization, and to see it grow, I mean, every day I go onto Facebook, I see one of your videos out there, and it's a great tool for me and other people to use to help really educate people about the truth about abortion and about Planned Parenthood. You know, what are some things that people can do as far as taking action regarding pro-life? I mean, obviously we can pray and we can tell others about, you know, our view on sanctity of life, but what are some practical action tips that you can give us?
Well, there's a lot that we can do. In fact, everything depends on what we do in this movement to defend preborn life and to put an end to abortion. So your role is crucial. A few things to do. First of all, educate yourself and get the information, get connected to the key information. Live Action, of course, is a great resource. The organization that I head up and proud to head up, it's on Facebook, Live Action, you know, facebook.com, Live Action, liveaction.org, and there's other groups, too, that we link to. But you need to get information about what's happening with the political situation, what's happening with the abortion industry and Planned Parenthood, what are the arguments or the facts that you need to know to discuss this with friends and family. So the first thing is to arm yourself with the facts and the information. The second thing is to get activated. We actually are in a really crucial time right now in our movement where we are very close to defunding Planned Parenthood, the nation's biggest abortion chain.
Yes.
And we need everyone to be on deck for this. We have a petition with over 500,000 signatures of people saying, enough is enough, it's time to defund. We need to activate you and those folks by giving you alerts when it's time to call Congress, when you can post something to social media, Twitter, Facebook, when you can be part of a call-in, when you can write a letter to the editor, when your congressman needs to hear from you. There's a few concrete items that we really need a lot of folks involved with, and that's where if you're listening, if you sign that petition, so it's at liveaction.org, sign the petition to defund Planned Parenthood, we will automatically, if you click the box, we will put you into the system for you to be part of the activist, the growing activist movement, so you can actually call Congress, write a letter to the editor, take an action step, a concrete step to help get the job done so we stop the forced taxpayer funding of the biggest abortion chain, and we send that money to more worthy healthcare providers that are actually protecting women.
Wow, that is just amazing. You know, I see that it's really education has so much to do with it. Once people really are faced with the truth of what abortion is, when they see the pictures of the unborn child, it's not a blob of tissue, it's not just some cells, but as you see pictures of the growth of the child throughout the different weeks. I know I used to volunteer at a pro-life pregnancy center, and we'd hold the little, give the little models to the mother and put it in her hand, and this is your baby at this stage, and they would see it's an actual child, and it would really change their hearts and their minds. You know, what are some ways that you're seeing through your campaigns, through your amazing videos, that you're seeing people's lives changed and their opinions changed about abortion?
Well, we've been so encouraged to see the impact of a campaign we released. We started releasing last year called the Abortion Procedures videos that are narrated by a former abortionist, Dr. Anthony Levitino. He committed over 12,000 or 1,200 abortions, and he now is a pro-life activist and
wow.
Sharing his story. But these videos are so powerful because there's four medical animation videos that show the most prevalent abortion procedures. They're each about 3 minutes long, and they actually show what these procedures are that are killing, again, over a million children a year. It's so important that people know that it's not the, you know, the direct violence that is happening during abortion. Again, it's a medical animation, but it actually walks you through what is an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that we release these videos is because we know that showing the victim, showing the reality of what's happening is the thing that's going to make people's hearts break and going to help connect the dots in their minds for why this is a great evil.
Mm-hmm.
And the impact seen of these videos has just been tremendous. We've seen over 70 million views of the videos.
70 million. That's incredible.
It's been incredible. We've seen women write to us saying, I saw this video and I chose life for my baby.
Mm.
Thank you so much. We've seen people posting on Facebook saying, I just saw this video. I don't think I can go through with my abortion.
Oh,
and then Live Action reaches out and connects them to local resources, and they choose life for their baby. These videos are being used in pregnancy care centers to help turn women away from abortion. It's just amazing to see the impact, again, of just showing the raw truth of what abortion does to that child, narrated by a former abortionist who says, anybody can change. No matter how far you've fallen, no matter where you've been, if you've had an abortion, if you've committed abortions, if you've promoted them, anybody can change. This is a movement for that change, and encouraging people to join the pro-life side, which is one of healing, one of peace, and one of true love for the child and for the mother.
Wow, that's incredible. You know, there's so many myths out there about Planned Parenthood and how they market themselves. What is one of the myths that you have debunked about them? And I noticed that you've also gotten some former employees from the Planned Parenthood on tape to say some of these. Just describe one of those myths and how you got these people to testify on tape like that.
Well, there are, through the efforts of many other pro-life groups, including groups like 40 Days for Life, there are women and men who leave the abortion industry, who leave Planned Parenthood, who quit their jobs, who walk out, and who instead become voices for the truth and even become pro-life activists, some of them. And so Live Action had the privilege of sitting down with some of these former Planned Parenthood facility managers, including Ramona Trevino and Sue Sayer, and to discuss with them what they experienced as a manager of Planned Parenthood. And the stories they tell are riveting. They talk about how they were forced to have abortion quotas, where if they didn't meet their abortion quota, they wouldn't get the incentives. There was pressure on them from management.
What kind of incentives?
To achieve a certain incentives that included pizza parties, and paid time off, and lunch with management, exactly, opportunities with management, and all of them offered for the staff to up the abortion numbers at their facilities. They also told just heartbreaking stories of what it's like inside the products of conception lab, where, as they call it, the POC lab, where the body parts of these broken children who've been killed by abortion are taken, and just telling riveting stories of having to go through the body parts and put them back together, or watching a staff member do that because they have to account for all the parts. I mean, this is the reality of what abortion is. This is the reality of what these facilities are. And that's why when people know the truth about it, they are compelled, they are outraged, and they want to reject abortion and stand up for life.
Wow, it is amazing what you're doing. How many of these campaigns through different videos are you planning to reveal throughout time?
So there's several more videos coming up in this campaign, and then we'll continue with our program at Live Action. Again, we really want folks to be the first to know about a new release. We want you to be part of our activation team. Please sign up at liveaction.org. There's also opportunity to sign the petition to defund Planned Parenthood. We rely on the prayers and the support of just everyday people. Some people give us, you know, $10 a month, and that helps us reach and promote a video to over 1,000 people. So there's a lot of different ways that you can get involved, and we'd love your support, whether it's through prayers, sharing the videos, getting part of our activation team, donating. This is a movement for all of us, and I firmly believe that if we are united, we can expose this to the whole country, change hearts and minds, and stop this culture of abortion that our country has allowed.
That is absolutely true. I mean, we as the church need to unite. I mean, God is very clear about his opinion about life. He is the creator of life, and we are to stand up for that and to eliminate this human genocide of these innocent babies. Well, I am so encouraged, Lila. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you for what you and your team are doing on behalf of the unborn children. Again, make sure you pray daily for the unborn and that we can defund Planned Parenthood. We can reverse Roe versus Wade, as well as use your voice. Sign the petition and make your voice heard on behalf of all these children. I'm Holly Mead for Liberty Counsel. Go to our website, lc.org, and you can stay informed about the different cases defending the unborn as well and the sanctity of life. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. lc.org.